Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Hey, look, when we want to get tossed, there's ways to do it. There's buttons to push, I promise you.
Oh, fantastic.
Words to say and buttons to push.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers. Straight away center field, number six for Bryce Terang, and it's a walk-off for the crew of the ninth.
Brewers coming off that Mother's Day weekend sweep of the New York Yankees, joined by manager Pat Murphy this morning. Murph, take us inside that magic moment. I mean, it was a great weekend all around, but just to finish it in dramatic fashion on Mother's Day with that Bryce Terang home run.
Yeah, it was special, no doubt about it. You know, Bryce is coming into his own, but you know, at that point you're planning for the next inning, two outs, nobody on. You're planning your pitching, you're planning what they're going to do for their pitching, and how you're going to line it up with a guy on second. Do you bunt him over? Can you steal the base? Do you risk that? You know, you're thinking of all those things, and then all of a sudden the pitch is made and the game is over.
As a batter, obviously everyone is different, but if someone were to go up there with two outs on in any inning, or at least to win the game anyway in the ninth, are you looking to just put the barrel on that? Do batters sometimes try to swing out of your feet, you know what I mean, and hurt yourself almost? I would assume like you got to stay disciplined if you're still trying to jack one.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing at this level of just saying, hey, I'm going up there and I'm going to hit it out. I'm just going to, you know, the hitting's too tough. You have to get the pitch that it's possible to do it on. And in this case, it was a breaking ball. And, yeah, it's tough to time it up and execute that. But it's way more difficult than it looks.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is with us this morning. Murph, we played some audio from our Dom Catronio. And, you know, Dom, I had a chance to catch up with Aaron Judge over the weekend. And just his praise for not only the organization, but Bryce Terang in particular, with whom he played in the World Baseball Classic. That's got to matter for a young guy. Now, Bryce has his own stripes and is earning every bit. But to hear a guy like Aaron Judge say, yeah, this guy's amazing, I wish he were on my team, that helps a guy like Bryce Terang.
Yeah, a little recruiting there.
We don't need to hear any more of that.
Yeah, beat it, Judge.
But, yeah, he said the same thing to me. You know, he came over and he said, hey, man, your boy's special, man. He's special. And he is. You know, he's right before our fans' eyes. You know, he's. You know, developed into one of the top players in the league.
Tough assignment for, and we don't get to that moment for an opportunity to win that game, I think, unless I'm confusing it with Saturday's game, but Blake Perkins comes up with a really big RBI. Here's a guy who, just by the nature of the roster and circumstance, has had to go down and come back and go down and come back. He's living this partway AAA, partway up with the big league club, difficult way to run a season, and he's coming through for you. He's keeping his head on his shoulders.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You know, he had two RBI single with two outs. He hasn't had a chance to contribute that much. He hasn't played well when he has been in there. You're right. He's been up and down after being such a big part of our team. You know, he got votes for the Gold Glove last year in center field. And, you know, it's been tough on him, no question about it. But that's part of this life, you know, and you have to be able to handle that. And I'm not saying it's easy, but, you know, this game is not easy. And being in the big leagues and staying in the big leagues and all that is very difficult. And these guys have a lot on them. And that's why it's easy to fall in love with them. You know, it's easy to really get close to these guys because it is a lot.
We've been watching the broadcast this past weekend, have had more of the ump cam, so you can see the ball coming in, even like when the Miz was pitching and all that. Does that, with that camera, does that replicate what it really looks like? Like how fast and how difficult that pitch is?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but what you don't understand is seeing it is one thing. Trying to swing a bat at 30 some ounces and square it up is another. yeah, it's one of the most difficult things we do in sport, for sure.
When were you able to tell what a pitch was before, like, looking up at the scoreboard now? Like, we all get to do it now where we can look up and it'll say curveball. We're like, oh, okay, that was a curveball. I assume that you can just see the pitch and know what it is without having to look up at the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... You make me laugh.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's not every... I mean, we do get fooled a little bit, too. You know, a changeup or a two-seamer, you might get fooled. But, you know, when that's all you do for a living is watch that pitch go, you know, 50-some feet out of the pitcher's hand, you get pretty skilled at knowing which pitch it is.
Can you tell by the sound? If you weren't looking, could you
no,
tell?
No.
No, you're not Clint Eastwood like
bro,
in that movie.
Bro, we need to get you educated, man. This is, you're going to do this show. You're going to have to become educated.
Right? I think he needs to stand in.
There's 40,000 people there. What are you talking about?
That's right. I think you need to stand in and some BP. Let's see what sound you hear.
Just
at 104 miles an hour.
You just made my morning. You made my morning by that question.
Hey, what do we know about the Padres coming in here for a 3-game set?
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball. Look at their lineup. Look at what they've done. Look at their record. You know, they've done well against us over the last 3 years. And yeah, we'll have a big challenge. But I'm glad we're feeling a little bit better about ourselves. We still got to get healthy. You know, Priester threw a simulated game the other day, and he's on his way. Yelich took some at bats, so he's on his way. You know, we still have a few other guys that they need to get healthy, and Woody, obviously. But yeah, hopefully we'll get on all cylinders and start playing consistent.
Murph, last thing for you. Tomorrow, also on your plate, is the Brewers Day of Kindness, something that the organization has been asking for total participation from. And I know the guys enjoy getting out there in different ways. We'll be out in the community committing various acts of kindness. Do we know, has it been publicized, what you're up to and what that does for your clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. It's really what we do, you know what I mean? Like, we talk about the who in the room, you know, who are these guys, you know, what makes them so special? What makes a team like this be able to achieve the things they have? And it's who they are. And, yeah, they'll go out and, you know, do acts of kindness. They give away certain things. They just do it to random people. And I think it's a great concept, and I think everyone needs to learn from it and do even more of it. So, yeah, I mean, it's a day the guys look forward to because nothing feels better than making someone else's day.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Good luck against the Pods this week.
See you, Skip.
Thanks so much. I'll be listening for those pitches.
When it pops in the glove, maybe.
A little snap.
Yeah. Thank you, Skip.
Don't take it whole for yourself. It's just leave it as it is.
We got to give away a
pair of tickets. You need this kind of coaching in your life. Pancake's too nice.
Yeah, I'm fine. All right. I guess the movies lied to me then. That's what I'm going to say.